take a number, I guess. I'm just trying to make some arrangements to talk to one of the investigators when they're not real busy or something like that.
Okay.
What do I do? I'm just coming in town for some other stuff, so I'm saying I'm flexible.
Okay. Is it what's it in reference to? Is it
a crime?
The thing that you've been coming in for?
No.
Okay. What's it in reference to?
Huh? It's not going to fit your description.
Okay.
Can you give me some categories? It's a crime.
Okay. Have you turned it in with the sheriff's office and the police department?
The sheriff's office doesn't know how to handle that and wouldn't handle that.
Okay.
There was some email back and forth with Mr. Martin sometime back, but nothing came out of it. He passed it on to somebody else, but it has changed since that time. So it's essentially new. So I'm saying, I think, rather than waste Mr. Martin's, he probably is going to have to get involved in this stuff finally. But I'm saying at the beginning, I think probably just anybody that basically risks his life out there with a gun out there that just understands crime.
Okay.
Some understanding of judgments and law or something would help, but it does not necessary. It may affect interfere. I'm going to be around town here for a couple of hours, and I can even modify that, and I can come in any time.
Okay.
Why don't you hand me the piece of paper? Okay. I'll spell the last. It's Birnbaum, last name. Birnbaum. Udo. Udo. Um, 903-479-3929. There's an email too, or something like that.
No.
I'm saying I've tried email. Okay.
Have you emailed our investigator?
Huh?
You haven't emailed our investigator.
No.
Okay.
No. So, Jason Carlin did something with it, but he's in Grand Saline now or something like that.
And
yeah. No, I don't care. I don't care about today. You know, I don't want to stay in the line when you got a whole bunch of people. In. So, what do I do?
I would email him, but let me see if that's how he wants to. Okay.
It's going to have to be a face-to-face meeting. I'm a real junior. It'll take a little longer. It'll have to be bounced up the line, but so you decide what.
Mr. Brennbaum. Hey, I'm Investigator Kincaid.
Okay.
Can you talk to me for a second?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Where do I go?
I'm going to walk out here.
Okay.
Walk over here. What's going on? What can I help you with?
I don't really know exactly where to start. It's not going to be a real easy one. It's not the normal sort of stuff. How long have you been here?
I'm new to Texas.
Huh?
I'm new to Texas.
How long have you been over here?
Since November.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to start out with you completely from your stuff. Public officials take some sort of oath of office, and there's a peace officer, you're not an elected one. One of the things, at least for the Mr. Martin and all the other one, has to do with some sort of oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Do you have some sort of oath like that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Has anybody explained to you what that means?
Has anybody ever explained? I don't need anybody to explain. I'm pretty educated. I know exactly what it means.
What does it mean? What does it mean that you have to do?
Well, why are you asking me all these questions?
Because this involves somebody that basically needs to do something. It involves the Constitution, which is clearly evident. Now, I'm going to show you something here, and you're just probably going to reject it. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'll put it up here. Mm-hmm. Because it involves the Constitution. Here's where somebody in the court, in civil process, has put a $125,000 fine on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's against the Constitution.
Who did that? Who did that?
One of the judges.
One of the judges?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're telling me that. Okay.
There's nothing I can do about what a judge does. That's way above our...
Even if he kills somebody in the courthouse?
Are you telling me a judge killed somebody in a court?
No, I'm saying is when he commits a crime.
Well, if I see a crime committed in...
Would you see a crime... What? Okay. The answer is, if you look at this, and you're probably not going to want to look at it...
Is it a civil issue?
No, it's not a civil issue. It's criminal.
You were arrested for something?
No, it's crime what was committed.
You committed a crime?
No.
Then why were you fined?
For making a counterclaim in a court of law, which is a First Amendment right.
Okay, so it was a civil issue?
No, it was not a civil issue.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why you have a $125,000 fine.
Well, that's what I want you to get involved in.
Well, if a judge made a ruling,
he didn't make a ruling.
So you haven't been?
No. Yeah, I've been ordered to pay a fine.
The judge made a ruling.
Okay, I'm saying I've been paid a $125,000 fine. Which it says punishment to stop me and others from filing lawsuits, which is a First Amendment right. I've been punished for a First Amendment right, and it says so right here.
It says you were punished for a First Amendment right?
Yes. The award of exemplary punitive damages is an appropriate amount to seek to gain the relief sought by the court. The court does not seek relief. The state does.
Well, the court makes a ruling on behalf of the state.
In a criminal case.
Well, in any case, the court's going to make a ruling.
The court cannot punish by civil process. You know that. You work for the district attorney. You've got this is this.
So this is a civil issue.
No, it's not.
It is a civil issue.
No. There was a civil issue of some kind, but the thing that was done upon me was a violation of the Constitution.
What was the civil issue over?
It was all fraud, but we don't need to get into that right now.
Well, why? Okay, so there was a fraud situation and you were fined $125,000.
It's a third judgment. There can only be one.
Is that correct? You there was a fraud civil suit against you and you were...
No.
You were fined $125,000?
No. The case was over 2 years before that. There was no case in the court.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was no case, but it shows up on the book. And what it was, a court, by civil process,
punished for filing a lawsuit. Actually, I didn't file a lawsuit. I made a counterclaim.
Wow.
You see,
First of all, I'm not aware of any court that's going to punish for someone filing a counterclaim or a countersuit.
It did right here. Do you believe in reading it?
I read it. No, it doesn't seem like what it reads to me.
What does it read here for you?
It reads like it's an explanation. The award of exemplary and or punitive damages is an appropriate amount to seek gain the relief by the court, which is to stop Bimbaum and others like him from filing similar frivolous motions and other frivolous lawsuits. All right, so why do they believe you're filing frivolous lawsuits? Are you filing frivolous lawsuits?
It doesn't make any difference. People call them.
It does.
No.
Because there's law on Texas.
There's a law for that and they punish me, they have to go through the district attorney. It's a criminal process. You cannot punish by civil process. You cannot. Yes. Supreme Court.
So you're working for the district attorney. So what you're saying is this was handed down before a ruling or before you were tried. You never got tried and found guilty of being filing frivolous lawsuits.
We can get into this. We're going to get confused. We're going to get confused on that. The answer is the final result says relief sought by the court. You're working for the district attorney. You know the state seeks relief. The court does not seek relief.
This is an issue for the Attorney General's office.
The Attorney General's office, and you and I know, does not do anything unless the district attorney asks them. They have taken that away from the people. I've tried that before in other matters. That does not work. That's why I was asking you whether what it means to you to preserve and protect the Constitution. When you see a court or a judge filing by civil process...
So these are documents from the court?
Yes. I mean, this thing needs to be talked at somewhere else other than out here in the cold on the hood of my car.
Sure.
You follow what I'm saying?
Okay, here's what I'm going
to
do.
It took me years to figure out that they can't do this.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, okay, because it is cold out here, and I don't want to talk about it around the office, okay? So,
why don't you want to talk around the office? That's what it's for.
The walls have ears in any place.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? So, what we're going to do is, can I take this copy?
Yeah, you can have that.
I'm going to take this copy, okay, and I'm going to read over and look at it, and you have a phone number?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your phone number?
903.
Okay.
479.
Okay.
-3929.
3929?
Yeah, it has an answering service on it. Please leave a message. Okay. But I'm saying this is not real simple. That's why I was asking. The key stuff is the understanding.
Here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to read through this, okay? I'm going to look it over.
Yeah. Here's another one just like it.
All right.
Okay. Here's the other one. It's almost like it.
Do you want me to take those and read through them also?
Oh, yeah, you can read this. I'll leave the first one with it. It's also marked up, what I'm saying here. It's also marked up again. Yeah, I'm talking about the stuff. It essentially reads the same thing, and it's essentially the same state for filing a lawsuit. They're punishing me for filing a lawsuit. Two times, two judgments. You can only have one.
Let me take these and read through them, okay?
Okay. Now, I'm saying some of this had been given to Jason Collins, but the real catch is that they're doing execution and all kinds of other stuff on it, so he was saying the statute of limitations had expired, but if they're working on it in 2014, statute of limitations, that does not...
Let me look into it, and I'm going to call you, okay? Let me ask you a question. Okay, are you a sovereign citizen?
Yes.
You are a sovereign
what
citizen?
What does it mean, sovereign citizen? What does it mean?
I'm asking you, are you affiliated with sovereign citizens?
I don't know what that word means.
Okay. You do. You said yes, you were. And then
No. I'm saying, is it an organization? I took that to mean whether I'm a citizen, okay?
Okay. So are you part of the sovereign citizen group?
No, I have no knowledge of that whatsoever.
No knowledge. So you have a valid Texas driver's license?
Yes.
You have a valid Social Security card?
Yes.
You file taxes and pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will look into this.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're telling me. Okay. And I'll look into this and I'll call you.
What was your last name? Kincaid?
Kincaid, okay.
Okay. Are you somewhere listed on the website over there?
I'm not on the website. You can call the office and get my number and get my ass.
Okay. But you see, this is not real simple.
I understand. This is not the sort of stuff.
That's why I wanted somebody that risks his life.
You understand it. All right. I'm going to look into this. okay? But if I find out that you've been filing frivolous lawsuits, okay, and you're up here bombarding us with this stuff.
Look here, right. The catch really is, whether I was filing frivolous lawsuits or not, okay.
I understand this. If you're filing frivolous lawsuits and I find out that
there's no finding of any frivolous lawsuit. Okay. In fact, the thing that he proclaimed.
Who's the judge in this case?
Paul Banner.
Where's he the judge at?
He's one of the visiting judges.
One of the visiting judges?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In fact, there's a let me give you one of the recitation from finding. This is all just crap made up. You read it. You read it.
Okay, well,
they're punishing me for delusional belief held only inside the mind of Birnbaum. That thing is a judge has gone bonkers. Just absolutely.
Are you under a doctor's care?
No.
Okay, so you've never seen a doctor or been to a psychologist or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The finding that was caught by the court reporter was, these are the exact words why he punished me.
Mm.
Although Mr. Birnbaum may be well-intentioned and believe he had a case in this counterclaim against these, there was nothing presented since I've been here that showed that any had any reason, whatever it is, to file the suit, make the claim against these parties, and I believe that these sanctions that I'm making are just.
Okay.
Well-intentioned.
Okay.
This stuff says delusional.
Okay, I'm going to read through it. I'm going to look into it. Okay.
I'm saying, all I ask.
Are you willing to go to a doctor and
oh, yes.
get diagnosed? And
oh,
look
of course.
At all that stuff?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be back in touch with you, okay?
Well, okay. We'll do that. We could argue about that basically some more, okay? The
I'm not going to argue about anything.
Okay, thank you. I'm saying, all I want is an open mind. That,
okay.
that you don't have to be a lawyer to get to the details of this in the ramifications.
Listen to me. I'm going to look into it.
Okay? Thank you.
I'm going to go all the way to the judge's chambers if I have to and talk to the judge.
Okay? I got.
If I find out that you're filing frivolous lawsuits, okay, and that all this is just a big charade for your enjoyment.
Which judge are you going to go
okay?
to?
I'll go to any of the judge, whatever judge signed these documents. Okay? But if you're up here filing frivolous lawsuits and making frivolous claims and just bombarding the justice system.
No, I'm not.
I'm saying if you are.
Okay. I will
sign a warrant for you.
Okay.
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 If you're not, okay, I may have you go see a doctor and get diagnosed and we can either prove it one way or the other. If the judge thinks that these are just things made up in your mind, then we'll get you sent over to a doctor and get you looked at.
Why don't you talk to the local judge on that one? You can do that.
I will talk to her. I'll look
okay.
into it, okay?
In fact, she has a four-page file where she recused herself from the thing, and I can give you a copy of that. It'd be in the file, too.
Okay.
This is not real simple.
I understand.
You're beginning to believe that.
I understand.
The answer is, even if I am delusional in the head, the U.S. Constitution even gives you a right to be crazy, at least in the eyes of other people.
Right, but it doesn't give you the right to continue to file frivolous lawsuits.
Until somebody finds you, even in that case, they got a method of doing it to declare you vexatious litigants and other stuff. But they cannot impose. Okay, let me develop one point. It took me a while to do this. Courts can put sanctions on you. Are you familiar with the stuff that happened over here with the Bledsoe matter? You need to look into that, because the judge basically put a fine on her because she didn't want to have a clerk in there. Okay,
so but it was court put sanctions on you.
Yeah,
that was
okay. But that was a criminal trial. If there is a sanction on you by a court, if it is unconditional, it is a criminal sanction and requires full criminal process. The Bledsoe stuff. Talk to your boss about the Bledsoe stuff. I'm informed myself.
I understand the point.
What I'm saying, the basic thing is. A civil court has the right to coerce you. We'll put you in jail until you testify. We put you in jail until you pay child support. But it has to be coercive, and you have to have the keys to your own release. Anything else Supreme Court says.
I'm going to look into this, okay?
I'm saying I'd be glad to...
I'm going to ask you this. Are you sure you want me to look into this?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You got to be sure.
I'm absolutely sure. Okay.
If I find out things are the other way, I'll put handcuffs on you.
Okay.
Okay? And then we'll go through the criminal court that way.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Listen. Don't come back up here and keep asking. I'm going to look into it, and I will contact you.
Well, then what time for you?
Okay. I'm not going to give you a time, Phil, okay? Because this is complicated.
This is absolutely, totally, absolutely complicated.
Okay. So you're going to... Well, I will contact you. Okay?
Now, at what point do you expect me to assume that you are not doing anything?
If you don't hear from me in the next 3 weeks...
That's a game. Okay?
A
game. No, I'm saying that's fair game, I've said. I didn't use the right words. Okay.
If you don't hear from me in the next 3 weeks, then call me. But don't come back up here. Okay? Stay away from this office, and I will contact you. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes. Okay. Now I will tell you one more, since I believe you're being honest.
Okay.
Okay? Look on the website. I have a website. Mm-hmm. Out of self-defense, I put a website. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of this stuff, this has been going on a long time. If you really want to inform yourself of this stuff, including some of the stuff that went on at some of the hearings, it's on my website.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pull all the files.
Look.
I'm going to go through these.
Give me a piece of paper here. If you Google in my name, you will find it. It's under openjustice.us.
Okay.
If you just simply type in, damn courthouse criminals, spell it right. Mm-hmm. You will find me. What I'm saying, I'm going to tell you that thing. I'm doing that partially out of self-defense. I'm doing that out of educational standpoint. Because I'm convinced that even the judges and the lawyers, they do not understand. They're quoting Texas law.
What kind of education do you have?
Electrical engineer.
You're electrical engineer?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, just real short. Okay? Never done anything. In 94, this has been going on for 20 years. I was sued because beavers had built a dam on my creek. Mm-hmm. The suit was filed as a violation of the Texas Water Code. They hid the stuff from the jury. A lawyer, okay? Mm-hmm. The marked up documents that I've got marked up over here, there's lots of marked up documents on there on all that stuff. If you really want to educate yourself as to the distinction between civil and criminal and something, that I'm not a meanie, I'm not out of my mind and all these things. Started with the water code. Then one of the lawyers solicited me. I paid him $20,000 up front. He filed some civil racketeering suits. Then he got himself in problems with some bankruptcy stuff, tried to stuff, and then basically he sued me for an unpaid open account for him suing Judge Wallace. He under the racketeering statute came back in here, didn't ask the right questions to the jury, and down the line, if you want to educate yourself and really want to learn something, go look up my website.
Okay.
Or you can look up my name on the stuff. But I'm saying, the thing is, I'll give you something else since I think you are honest.
Okay.
What is your background?
What do you mean, what's my background?
Any dealings with the courts as far as the legal aspects of the stuff being concerned?
I've been in law enforcement for several years.
Okay. I'll pass something on to you here.
Okay.
This is not absolutely pertinent. This is where I appealed this matter over here. The whole chain of command up the line does not work.
Okay. You live in Eustis still? Is this your correct address?
Yes.
Okay.
You notice where this is?
Uh-huh.
You notice?
I see. Okay.
It has the... Let me point out one thing since we're here. This is not the absolute latest one. They maybe put in 40 more.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't... But the wording and all the stuff is the same. Let me give one of the key phrase. The key phrase. All this stuff started as caught by the court reporter. I was appealing this issue to the Supreme Court. Of course, they don't have to hear you. You're familiar
right.
with that.
Right.
They just wanted to pass law. It has no difference on right. flag burning. And whatever. You know, they do their right thing. But the case is, okay, this one was a $62,000. You got that in here.
Okay.
The other one's $125,000, happened 2 more years before. Okay. There's reference to it at this particular time. But here, listen to this. This petition is about free speech, First Amendment due process, and statute of law. I seek relief for himself and other similar situation to be free from fear, unlawful punishment as much as this for representing himself in the Texas court. Specifically at issue in this petition is the following. This is out of the court transcript as to what all this stuff is here. Okay. And you read what it is here.
It's cold out here. I'm going to read it.
In assessing the sanctions, this is the case I quote.
Okay.
So look at this, and part of this is scattered in my other stuff. I have been complaining to the sheriff, the district attorney, the judge, the review, the judge. So I'm simply saying, I'm out of my wits. I'll come back one more step.
All right, listen. Do yourself a favor. Stop going to everybody's offices and complaining about all this. I'll look into this. You need to get quiet about all this for a little while. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay, you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I understand what you're telling me. Because that's the way it has to be handled.
That's right.
But I've gotten into the noisy stuff. I've even gone to the FBI regularly over there. And the last thing that they told me over there was that effectively, well, you really can't do anything about it. Get over it. Go on with your life. Take bankruptcy. Borrow the money. Mm-hmm. Take a loan out. Or shoot them. Shoot them.
All right, I'll get in touch with you, okay?
I will tell you what. I will completely shut up on this, but I expect to hear with you.
You'll hear from me in the next 3 weeks, okay?
But do look the stuff up on the website because it is my document folder.
Okay.
Look the stuff up. It is tutorial. It has the details of just gobs and gobs, marked up documents. I've gone out of my way not to have to shoot the son of a bitches, okay?
Okay.
So I will shut up. What was the first name?
My first name?
Yeah.
It's the investigator. I don't give up my first name.
Thank you.
All right.
I think I'm talking about the right guy that goes out there as an investigator. I appreciate I will say nothing about this. I will do nothing. I'll sit by. It's been going on for 20 years and I expect to get some definitive answer.
I will give you an answer in the next few weeks, okay?
All right. Thank you. I will do nothing. Thank you.
All right, go get warm.